Good morning, all, or good morning on my end, anyway. I am happy as punch to do this quiz for Americans created by Captain Jericho. So that shall be my first recording on GWA Backstage. Here we go. Oh, wait, before I start, I have to say, I think you gave yourself away a little bit by dividing these into categories because some of them I would have guessed were a totally different thing. But here we go. So I'm going to start at the tippy top. I know that the boot is the trunk of the car, the bonnet is the engine, the front. Clamp? Geez, I don't know. That would be maybe having to do with like jumper cables. Petrol is gas. Lorry is a taxi or a bus. I don't know. A zebra crossing is a crosswalk, I would imagine. Provisional license must be like a learner's permit. Manual. That's a car term in the U.S. that means that it has a stick shift, and you change the gears yourself. But I don't know if it could be the same thing. A tram would be like a bus, and a state car would be like a fancy taxi. There's a word for it here too, and I can't think of it at the moment because I don't ride in fancy taxis. I ride in Ubers. It's like the black car that like rich people rent. Okay, so I'm on to garments. Trainers. Oh no, I'm having an instinct to say that they're underwear, but I think that they might be shoes. I think maybe they're like tennis shoes. A jumper, I know, is a sweater. Knickers are underwear, so maybe trainers are not underwear. I'm gonna go with athletic shoes there. A bum bag. Bum bag, like a duffel bag, like a gym bag kind of thing. Maybe it's a fanny pack. I don't know. You guys have the best way of speaking. And a bobble, I have no idea. I crochet, and that's a stitch. That's all I got for that. On to babies. A nappy is a diaper. A dummy is like a maybe like a pacifier. I'm feeling like it's something that goes in the mouth. A baby grow. I have no idea what a baby grow could be. Some kind of medieval torture device that stretches the baby. A Moses blanket would be like a swaddler, I bet. A push chair would be a stroller. Oh, but a pram is a stroller. Maybe it's different kinds of the same thing. Onto kids' stuff. A seesaw. And we have that here too, like a teeter totter. We also call it a seesaw. A climbing frame, what we call a jungle gym. Dodge 'em. A dodge 'em. Maybe that's another word way to say dodge ball. Where like where the children throw the balls, like big rubber balls at each other, like cavemen, and try to get each other out of the game. A roundabout, I bet, is a merry-go-round. Party poppers, we call it the same thing here. That little, you like pull the little string, all the confetti comes out. Although in some communities, party poppers are a pill that you take that loosens your butthole. Stabilizers. This is kid stuff. Some of these sound kind of naughty. Stabilizers. I have no idea. Maybe training wheels. Maybe the extra wheels on a bike. A space hopper? Is it that like Saturn-looking toy with the ball and your feet go in it on it? Maybe a paddling pool would be like a little kid's pool. Pocket money maybe sounds too obvious, because I mean, pocket money is just like money that you have in your pocket. Lunch money maybe, like when in movies when kids. When the bullies like hang the kid upside down by their feet to get their lunch money. Just a guess. And then banger. See, this is one that if you hadn't categorized it, I would have said it's like a big sausage, like bangers and mash. But I don't. So I don't know it in the context of children's things. This is where you lose me entirely. Games. I'm actually kind of like tearing up right now thinking like these are so funny. Keepy uppies. What the heck is that? Like keep away maybe? Like where you throw the like throw something back and forth and somebody's trying to get it in the middle and you it's kind of bullying, but everybody has good fun. Drafts, which you probably say is drafts. No idea. No idea. Consequences, I have no idea. Noughts and crosses is that like tic-tac-toe maybe? Oh man, these are funny. Jobs. Lollipop lady and lollipop man. Must be like a candy shop person. Yes, a headmaster and headmistress, I know, is like a principal and a state agent. Here we have real estate agents who sell homes. So maybe yours is the less real version of that. Food, I know. Probably, oh no, I don't know this very well at all. I thought I would know better because of the Great British Baking Show, but I don't know what a pip is or a courgette, aubergine. I don't know any of these. Icing would be like frosting on top of like a cake or something. A gobstopper is a jawbreaker. Candy floss is cotton candy, one of my favorites. Gherkins is pickles. I know that because in London, well, I know it from Bridget Jones, but there's also a big building in London called the Gherkin, I believe. Pork scratching? Maybe like pork rinds, like the fried skins. Croquettes? I should know. I don't know it. A cornet? I don't know. Medicine. A stretcher? Well, I'm guessing that's. Like the little bed thing that they carry you on. That's what we call a stretcher here in the US. Plaster is a cast. Spelk. I don't know. I don't know what spelk is. A cold sore is what we call like a little like ulcer or sore on your lip. So I don't know in that context. Okay. Kitchen and home. Washing up liquid, I'm gonna guess is soap. Maybe even like dish soap. Cling film is what we call plastic wrap. A tea towel is kind of a thinner towel. A rolling pin is for rolling out doughs. See, litter tray sounds like an animal thing, but I know I just can't imagine what a litter tray is. Soap powder and washing powder, I imagine, goes in the dishwasher. The washing and the washing up just sounds to me like somebody like off to do the washing. I'm sorry for my offensive British accent. Peg also sounds like a sexual thing. Don't know. Cat flap, dog flap, it would be the door that they go through. Dogs and cats, that is. And a duvet quilt is a blank. It's like a big blanket. That's what we call it as well. Quilt being stitched together, a duvet being what goes over a nice blanket, so I wouldn't call them the same thing here. On to sports. This is a longer list than I remembered when I signed on for this. I'm kind of cruising through. Sports. A bunker. Is that like the benches, like a dugout in baseball? You don't have baseball. Maybe there's a dugout in cricket. I don't know. Do I sound like an idiot? I don't know anything about your culture. Flippers would be maybe. I mean, flippers are, I think, the little things that go on your feet when you go like scuba diving. That's all I can think of. A pitch would be is to throw the ball in baseball, so maybe it's similar for a sport there. Is there a ball in cricket? Oh no. I thought I was gonna do so much better. I'm guessing the draw is also a move of some kind. in Cricket, let's say. Okay, on to urban. A trolley is a bus, I guess. Maybe I was way off before. Till, I don't know. The pictures, I have no idea. Maybe. No, I have no idea. Tools. A torch is a flashlight. A truncheon. Oh no, I don't know any of these. Truncheon, drawing pin, cable tie, spider wrench, cotton bud. I don't have a clue. I guess a cable tie, I would guess, would be like a zip tie, where you put it through the other end and it tightens, but it doesn't loosen. Notations and numbers. I know brackets are like parentheses. Recurring. It just mean it repeats? I don't know. Adult. Oh, finally, we've reached the adult section. You know, like everything that you say sounds like naughty. Maybe it's because your accents are sexy, but we finally reached the adult section. I know a wank is to jack off. Oh, yep, did the motion. Had to do the motion to try to explain it, even though you can't see it. But a tit wink, I've never heard of. I'm kind of confused because I want to say it's kind of like a titty, a titty fuck, which is like, I don't know, alleged sex between the breasts. It doesn't work out the way that anybody wants it to ever. But maybe it's like a lady wank. Maybe it's when a lady jacks off, jills off, whatever. I don't know. I kind of got desperate to know what that one is. That's pretty funny. And then onto nature. A ladybird I know is a ladybug. It's the beetle with the red and the black spots, which I learned recently is the official name for that insect is the ladybird beetle. And apparently Americans just fucked that up with, like everything else. And then tadpole is just the little spermy looking guy that turns into a frog. That's what we call it. Okay, well, I hope that this has been in some way entertaining for you. None of this went the way that I imagined it would. I thought I was gonna blow your freaking mind, but I don't know if I did, and I think I did a pretty good job of avoiding using a British accent or using the Britishisms that I always want to. I've wondered aloud many times. How acceptable it is for Americans to use British slang, and I've been told to bugger off many times. So I'll leave it at that. I look forward to my grading, and I hope that this was at the very least a little bit entertaining. It was fun for me. So thanks for posting, Captain, and I look forward to recording more and seeing more prompts. Have a good day.